Make this the day, the month, and the year that you take the limits off of your life. This is your time to be true to yourself. Start that business. Write a book. Enhance your relationships. Go back to school. Travel abroad. And give like you have never given before. This is Live Your Life with your host, Melissa Brown. You have everything in your life to get started. What's stopping you? Now, here is Melissa Brown.
Hello, and welcome once again to Live Your Life. I am your host, Melissa Brown, and it is a pleasure to be with you once again. I thank you so much for just tuning in, and today we have an exciting, wonderful topic for you. We are going to be talking about healthy relationships. I know we're coming right off of the cusp of Valentine's Day weekend, and I pray that all of you had a wonderful weekend with the significant people in your life that you love. And I also hope that you took some time to show some love to yourself. Because again, it's very difficult for us to give away to others what we don't give to ourselves. And so I wanted to get started today with just kind of letting you know the intention of this show. With every show that I do, I really want to try to have it to be on purpose, for the focus to be very clear for you as the listener, so that you know exactly what it is that we hope that you would receive from this show. And so the intention for today is really just to help you to see yourself and the role that you play in your relationships. Today we'll probably talk a little bit more about our romantic relationships and just the dynamics between men and women and married, single, dating, those kinds of things. But again, what I want you to get most from today's show is really just the role that you play. Because a lot of times in relationships, particularly if the relationships are not working out so well, or if it seems like the relationships are turning into something that is unhealthy, we tend to kind of point the finger at the other person, and we tend to blame. We tend to look at what they are doing, and a lot of times it is very difficult to see yourself. And so what I hope to do today is for us to kind of point the mirror at ourselves, because, again, part of our own maturity, part of living on purpose, is the ability to see yourself in your own life and the ability to evaluate yourself and where you are and the mistakes that sometimes we make. Because, again, I said last week, there's no such thing as failure. There are only lessons. And so if we're not paying attention to our own life, then a lot of times we tend to miss the lesson. Because when it comes to relationship, how many of you out there have friends who are saying kind of the same thing all the time of, how do I keep meeting the same type of guy or the same type of woman? It seems like I keep running into the same person over and over again with a different pair of pants. And if that is the case, what I want to offer you today is that perhaps, just perhaps, it's not the person who may have the issue. And that's not to say there may not be issues that people need to work out, but perhaps there is something within us. Perhaps there is a lesson that we need to learn about ourselves for us to evaluate how is it that we continue to choose to be in relationship with the same person over and over and over again. And so I had hoped to have a special guest with us today, and it looks like she's not going to be able to join us unless she's maybe able to join us later during the show. But there is still some great information that I want to share with you, and just some principles for you to look at in your relationship. Because, again, we were created as human beings to be in relationship. All of us, regardless of, again, your status, whether you are married, whether you are single, whether you are younger or older, we do not live unto ourselves. As much as sometimes we like to say we are done with relationships, I just don't feel like being bothered. Sometimes even in our friend circles, again, we meet people, particularly some of the women that I counsel, who feel like it's very hard to develop friendships with women. And so I just don't need friends, or I don't want friends. I'm kind of good by myself. And what I want to say to us is that we are, you might be good by yourself, but you are much better together. And so we were created to be in relationships. So one of the things that I want to look at in this first segment is, I have a question for you, and you may want to take out a pen and paper and kind of jot some things down, because we're going to travel into a bit of some deep water today. Most of us, we kind of know the surface things about relationship, but I want us to kind of peel the layers back a little and look just a little bit deeper at ourselves in relationship. And one of the key questions that I want to start with is, what is it that you desire most in relationship? I know we want to be in a relationship, but have you ever asked yourself, what is it that I am looking to get from this relationship? And for every person, the answer is different. Sometimes we are looking just to feel a sense of love, a sense of connection. We want to feel like someone cares about us. Sometimes we're lonely. We don't want to be by ourselves, and we want another human being to travel with us through the journey of life. Sometimes we need someone to help us to feel better about ourselves. We need an encourager. We need a cheerleader. We need someone in our lives who can kind of be our rah-rah section and just kind of lift us up and encourage us along the way. Whatever it is, we all have different needs in relationships. So that's the first question that I want you to identify, is what is it that you desire most? And the connection that I want you to make with that is, the answer to that question, the thing that you desire the most, is also the thing many times, this is not absolute, but very often the thing that you desire most in relationship is also the area of your life where you feel most empty. Does that make sense to you? The thing that you desire most is often the thing that you feel like you are lacking the most. And in whatever it is that you are lacking, many times it is very connected to the things that we did not receive in our initial relationship as children, with our first group of people we were in relationship with, our families. And so depending upon what you received and what you did not receive in your family, many times as adults, we now enter into relationship hoping that the person that we connect with will be able to kind of fill in those empty spaces. I just want to offer that to you. And I know that was a lot, and that's why I said it might be great for you to just take out a pen and paper and just kind of jot some notes down today. Because again, this is about you being able to look at your own life, look at the areas where you are lacking. What did you need most as a young person coming up? You know, did you need attention? Were your parents not really around, or it seems like, you know, no one really had time for you? Did you need someone to tell you how much you are loved? You know, sometimes all of our basic needs are met within our families, but not every family is very touchy-feely. Not every family does a lot of embracing and affirming and, oh, I just love you so much and you're the best thing in the world and I'm so glad you are here. You know, if we're honest, many of us, you know, come from backgrounds that are a little, that has some issues going on. They weren't necessarily, we love our families. We love our parents and the people who had a hand in raising us, but people also give you what they have to give. And so you may have needed something, but the people in your life, the adults in your life, may not have had the capacity or the ability to give you those things. And so those needs don't go away as we become adults. And so we go out into the world and we are still looking for someone to kind of fill in that empty space, fill in the empty space. The other thing that I want to offer for you today to think about is, while we say we want someone who is able to kind of fill in the gaps, you know, I want someone who's really loving. I want someone who's very attentive. I want someone who is supportive. I want to feel like I have a friend. Many times, the very thing we want, how is it that we end up choosing the thing that is on the total opposite end of the spectrum? If you look at not just your current relationship, because again, this is just about our growth process and how we grow into having a healthy relationship. But if you look at some of your past relationships, or maybe it is your present one, and just look at the kinds of people that you connected yourself with, and again, we're talking about romantic relationships, but I would even ask, look at the kind of friends that you select. Look at the kind of organizations that you partner yourself with. If you find yourself always in the same type of pattern, which, you know, we all love this question, how do I keep ending up with the same thing over and over again? I feel like my life is on replay. It's time for us to turn the mirror into ourselves and to say, is there something that I am looking to gain from this experience, from this person, from this organization, from this group of people that I keep drawing myself to and connecting myself to fill in my own empty space? And so, you know, I want you to just think about that. And as we move into the next part of the show, I'm going to talk about just, you know, another layer of that and just kind of a deeper level of dynamic. Because can I tell you just a bit of a secret? As much as we may say we want the very thing that we need the most, a lot of times it is that very thing is also what we are so afraid of. Have you ever met a person who talks about how much they want intimacy in their relationships? They want understanding, they want closeness, but at the same time, as soon as that thing starts to get close to you, we push it away. Because the thing that we need the most is often the thing we also fear the most. And so what happens? We end up connecting ourselves to what is familiar, so we get to what is familiar as opposed to what we need. I know I said a mouthful. I said, again, we're going to unpack that after the break. I would love to hear from you today. And if you go on, I guess the kind of the lower right hand corner of the link, if you're listening to me on the internet, on the host page, there are connections to my Twitter site. There are connections to Facebook. You can find me on Facebook under Life Purpose Wellness Center. I'd love to hear your comments. And also, they'll be playing during the break a number for you to call in. Because what is the state of your relationships? President Obama just gave us the State of the Union, and I'm asking you today, what is the state of your union? What is the future of your relationships look like? What is it that you are trying to get from another person that really, perhaps, you might be so afraid of? So that's where we are. That's what we're talking about. I ask you to get a friend. Like I said, get your notebook, get your journal. Turn the mirror onto yourself today. We're not going to talk about what's wrong with men, what's wrong with women. But let's look at ourselves and what we bring to the table. Look forward to talking to you after the break.
Build your better business. Achieve that goal. Make good on that resolution. The Voice America Empowerment Channel. It's your world. Motivate, change, succeed.
Family caregivers face some tough challenges every day in caring for a partner, parent, child, sibling, friend, neighbor, or even coworker. You are there to provide the care that these people need after everyone else has gone home. Family Caregivers Unite with Dr. Gordon Atherley will provide you with a social networking experience. You'll hear from experts and others who are experiencing the same things. And together, you will promote a common cause. Tune in to Family Caregivers Unite twice every week.
Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific on Voice America Variety and on the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Monday at 1 p.m. Eastern, 10 a.m. Pacific.
Who are we? Can we really make the world a better place? How can the mantle of personal power be most effectively passed from generation to generation? There is no correct answer, but by tuning in to Birthright of Power with Reverends Don and Jane Lewis, the goal is that you will find some help in this journey. What does it mean to be a warrior with multiple meanings of that word? How do we stay strong in the face of changing times? Listen to Birthright of Power live every Monday at noon Eastern Time, 9 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Live up to your fullest potential. This is the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
You are tuned in to Live Your Life with Melissa Brown. To contact us on today's program, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. That's mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. Now, back to our show.
Hello again. This is Melissa Brown, and thank you again for joining me today on Live Your Life. And today we are talking about healthy relationships. Just before the break, we kind of just went into laying a bit of the foundation and asking the question, what is it that you desire most in relationship? Because all of us, whether you want to admit it or not, you know, we all have a need. We all have an agenda when we get into a relationship. And one of the things that I like to say, you know, and I can say this now being married, that when you kind of first fall in love and you're in this dating stage, you know, everything is just roses. Everything is just, it's wonderful. It's flowers. The music is playing. That's the metaphor that I like to use, where, and when the music is playing, to be quite honest with you, you might as well be in a psychotic state, because you cannot take in anything. It's almost like all of your logic goes out the window once the love music starts playing and flowers are all around and we are just floating through the air. And so a lot of times we get swept away by a feeling, and we're so happy just to be in relationship, and whatever our need is that we wanted, whether it was just that companionship, whether it was, you know, just someone who could hear us and someone who could be a part of our lives and share our lives with us, you know, all of a sudden, you know, when those tulips start to kind of fade and the wind starts to kind of, it tends to change a bit. And all of a sudden, the things that you thought you loved so much, all of a sudden get on your nerves. And then we ask ourselves, how in the world did I end up here? And there is really a method to the madness when we end up in places that, when you end up in a place where it just seems like nothing is working right, when it seems like just everything that you hoped initially in the relationship and you thought was going so well, and now all of a sudden it is not. And so, so again, it's just so important for you to understand your own path and for you to understand your own patterns. I said before the break as well that even though we have a need, and even though you may be looking for someone who is able to kind of fill in that empty space in your life, you are also very attracted to the thing that is familiar. How do we continue to end up in the same kind of relationship wearing a different dress? It's the same thing with a different dress, same thing with a different pair of pants. We end up there because as much as we say we want something different, it is so much easier to rest in the familiar. So I can just tell you a personal story about myself. Once I went to counseling and I was talking about a relationship, and of course, you know, just going through the whole woe is me. Definitely had put myself in a victim standpoint of all the things that were done to me, all the things that happened to me that this person did to me, as if I was totally powerless in the situation. And the therapist who was male, he said to me, "Oh, you were used to that." And immediately I was offended. I was like, how could he say that about me? You know, what does he mean? I was used to that. And really, after, you know, he broke it down, but I had to go home and really think about it, because I think I was so offended because he very harshly almost turned the mirror at myself, and kind of got me to not look at the other person and what the other person was doing. But he said that obviously, because you were in that relationship, there was something that was familiar about that person, that as much as you say you don't like that, it's familiar to you. Let me give you an example of that, because it happens a lot. And now that, you know, I'm in private practice and I'm working with lots of people in their relationship, I can definitely tell you that is very true. Many times where, you know, again, I gave the example of wanting to be in a very intimate type of relationship, you know, where you want all this love, you want all this connection, and you keep trying to figure out, how do I continue to end up with a person who is emotionally unavailable, emotionally distant, people who can't have conversation on a deeper level? You know, how many times have you heard people say that? I just want to have a conversation. I just want to be able, you know, to talk. I mean, really talk heart to heart. But many times, you know, again, if you have been used to someone who, or an environment that's very surface, or things that don't go on a deep level, if no one really talked like that, maybe growing up, that just was not your experience of relationships, everything was just pretty shallow. When you actually do meet someone who is able to connect with you on the level that you say you want, for many people, it scares them to death. And so what happens is, we will find someone who presents, because again, when the music is playing, we can all present, but you will find someone that you can connect to, and they present as if they're going to give you what you need. But really what happens is, we end up connecting so often to someone that we are hoping to change. Let me say that again, because again, this is one of the things that we do in our relationships that make it a bit unhealthy. Anytime you are in a relationship and your number one agenda is to fix, to change, I'm hoping they will be different. Oh, I know this is what they're presenting and they're a little rough around the edges, but all they need is me. And all after we get together, they're going to be totally different. I can, if I had a camera to see all of you who are listening, how many amens could I get from people who have firsthand experience that you cannot change anyone but yourself? You can't change anyone but yourself, but too often we get into relationships where that is our agenda. We are trying to really find a project as opposed to finding a partner. And so, what I am hoping that you are able to see is how you also, the very thing that you say you want, many times we push away from it. We push away from it. And if you're not pushing away from it, we tend to create the atmosphere for things to be familiar, back in the same pattern, you know, because it really does take courage to do something different. You know, a lot of times people will say, you know, well, I meet people, but they're just not my type. What does that mean, that a person is not their type? They're not what I'm used to. That is code word for, it is, they are not familiar to me. But let's remember that what we said was, we wanted something different. But what we ended up with was the very thing that we said that we did not want. So again, the important question that we need to ask ourselves, if you are in a relationship right now where this is a familiar pattern, if this is, you know, if every single guy or woman that you are in relationship with has an issue with infidelity. Every single time you've been cheated on, every single time, yes, that person has an issue with their character, but there is also something within us, within you as a person, who that spirit of unfaithfulness, deception, is familiar. And I challenge you, again, if you were to kind of make a road map of your life, you can trace back the very thing that you say you don't want in relationship to the early years of our lives. And somewhere along the way, we have become familiar with certain parts, certain things that can happen in relationship that are very unhealthy. And so, you know, again, the question is, what do you want out of your relationships? How do you want to make it different? And are you willing to take a risk to step outside of what is familiar, you know, to feel the fear, to feel nervous when you are with someone? Because, again, if you are in a codependent or project mode kind of dater, or what I like to call, you are a missionary dater, in the sense of, you know, that person that you're with is your mission assignment. That is your mission field. No, the person that you are with needs to be at a place where the two of you can grow together. Because, again, the balance of power, the balance of respect needs to be there for the love to be there and for it to be healthy. You don't want to set up in your relationships this dynamic where really it is almost parental. Because, you know, again, sometimes we are so interested in just being in relationship that we forget to pay attention to the quality of the relationship. Sometimes the music is so loud in the dating stage, and we are just so fascinated by this new thing and by this new person that we forget to really look at and evaluate whether or not this person has the capacity to give you what you need. So are they familiar to you? Look at the things that have you tied in your relationships, whether it is with someone of a romantic nature, whether it is your friends. If you are always around the same kind of girlfriends or same kind of guys where you are the one who is giving and giving and giving and giving, what about that dynamic is familiar to you? If you are always on the job and it seems like you are being taken advantage of, overworked, underpaid, I guarantee you, yes, there may be some issues of power within that setting, but there is also something within you that is attracted to that which is familiar. And so often we are always trying to kind of right our own wrongs in our lives. Let me just say that one more time. Many times we're always trying to right a wrong, spending so much of our valuable time in relationships trying to make something that was wrong years ago, but with this person, I'm going to make it right. So again, I know I've said a mouthful. There's a lot there for you to chew on, for you to think about. The nature of the relationships, what are the needs that you have that draw you into certain kind of relationships, and then the fears that you have once you get there. Are you working with a partner, or is this a project for you? Healthy relationships are partnership relationships. And so again, after the break, we're going to talk a little bit more. I have kind of my top 10 list of relational needs, or somewhat of non-negotiable, some things that really need to be there for you to have a healthy relationship and for you to live your life on purpose in the best way possible. We got to get our relationships at a healthy level. So connect with me again on Facebook. Connect with me on Twitter. I'm trying to become more technically savvy, but I'd love to hear from you. And I thank you once again for listening. See you after the break.
This is the home of the top life coaches, entrepreneurs, and success drivers. The Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Want the inside scoop about what's going on in the social networks of art and entertainment? Tune in to Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com. We'll talk to the top professionals in the entertainment industry and find out what they're working on and what's next. Your host is James Barber, who has his finger on the pulse of the arts and entertainment world. Star Power Hour, brought to you by 4talent.com, live every Thursday at 1 p.m. Eastern Time, 10 a.m. Pacific Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
We let so many outside factors mold and shape our lives. Technology, instant delivery. We live in an on-demand world. What's happened to the compassion, the kindness, a better pace? Listen to Might Radio with host Gabriella Von Ray. We'll bring that kindness and compassion back to our world. Our guests come from around the world, and we'll discuss what's being done and what we can do to bring our lives back to order. Might Radio is broadcast live every Friday at 9 a.m. Pacific Time, noon Eastern Time, on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Change your world. Change your life. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Live Your Life with Melissa Brown. To contact us on today's program, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. That's mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. Now, back to our show.
Hello again, this is Melissa Brown, and again, I thank you for joining me. I hope you have been enjoying this conversation on healthy relationships. I appreciate your comments on Facebook, and I'm glad to see that you guys are listening, and many people, it sounds like, are listening with their significant other, with their spouse, and so that is very good to hear, because on this, as we're getting closer to, I guess, toward the end of the show, I really wanted to share some things to help those of us who are already in relationship. You know, the first half of the show, we kind of talked about what we do in dating, how we end up in relationships that have us pulling our hair out and saying, how did I get here? How did this happen to me again? And so I hope now you have at least some little nuggets that to help you to kind of trace your own steps of how we bring certain kinds of people into our life based out of our own needs. And so the question then becomes, because I get this a lot in my practice, is what do you do if the music was playing and everything, you know, was great and you just kind of got caught up in the thrill of it all, and now you're married and you feel like, okay, now the thrill is gone. And a lot of folks waking up, looking at the person that they're laying next to and wondering, what in the world did I do? But in the words of Shug Avery, you know, just my comedy of I's married now, you really are married. So what do you do when you are married? And that's why I like to spend so much time with people in the premarital stage to make sure that you are making the right choice, because once you are married, it's a lot harder to kind of backpedal yourself out of a relationship when now you have joined your life, your heart, your soul with this person. But the reality is, we know that our divorce rate is through the roof, and that's not just, you know, with just in the world regularly. You know, I'm in ministry, so even in the church and Christian community, the divorce rate is high because relationships are hard, and oftentimes we don't really do the work on the front end. We get into the relationship, and then when our needs are no longer being met, which happens very quickly, then we want out. And so here are some things, just kind of a checklist of some things that I say that you really need to have to make a relationship work. And even if you are in a relationship and you are kind of having doubts, because if you've been married, I would say, longer than 15 minutes, There are sometimes, some days that you do have doubts about, did I make the right decision? Did I choose the right person? You know, because anytime you are connected to another human being, you are imperfect. They are imperfect. It is not going to be a perfect union. And so for those of us, last week that I talked about being a recovering perfectionist, a recovering in type A, one of the best ways to help you recover from everything having to be perfect is to get married, because you will have to learn how to be patient with the flaws and just the idiosyncrasies and personalities of another human being who is not like you. So one of the top thing that I would say, if you have your pencil and you're kind of writing these things down, number one ingredients for a healthy relationship, mutual trust. There has to be trust. If there is nothing else, there has to be trust. You have to be able to be vulnerable with one another. You have to be able to share your heart with that person and trust that that heart is going to be taken care of. So you're not looking at that person as if they are the enemy. So often by the time people come to me in the stage of marital counseling, you know, they are really operating as, like both of them are looking at one another as if the other is public enemy number one. So, you know, that is my worst enemy. And really it should not be your enemy. It should be your partner, your best partner, and you trust them literally with your life. Because when you are married, your spouse literally holds your life in their hands. So trust is essential. One of the other things that I would say, number two on my list, is you have to have a respect for who the person is. You hear that? Respect for who the person is. So they may not be like you, and odds are they are not like you. They're nothing. They may have some similarities. And if you're like me, I'm married to my polar opposite, but you still have to respect who that person is and their personality, in the way that they do life. You have to respect what they do. So, 'cause in a relationship, there's no room for any person being belittled or being put down as if they are less than. It is an equal partnership. So respect who they are. The third thing, which is kind of along the same line, but I would say, is you have to believe in one another. Can you, and really that's again another word for trust, but can you believe in one another? Can you support one another? Can you lift one another up? And so whatever the goals, whatever the purpose and the dream is of the other person, can you really support that? So I'm hoping for those of you who are single, you're hearing that you really have to spend some time getting to know the person on the front end so that you can be aware, are you truly able to support that person and believe in those things that are important to that person? You have to do that. The fourth thing is unconditional love. No one wants to be in a relationship where there is, you know, love based on conditions. If you do this for me, then I'll do this for you. If you're nice to me today, then I'll be nice to you tomorrow. And that's, unfortunately, you know, that's the way many people are. But again, if I'm, you know, I'm coming from a Christian kind of standpoint in marriage, that unconditional love is really beyond your human capacity. It is a supernatural act to love someone unconditionally. Think about the kind of love that a parent has for a child. And I understand that even this is not universal, but most parents feel like they can love their children through absolutely anything. They might be upset. They might be frustrated. They might feel like, you know, I want to kill them. I want to strangle them. But there is nothing that's going to cause a mother or a father to say, I don't love my child anymore. You know, and again, I know that's not universal, because some of us come from families where love was very conditional. And so, but for the most part, you know, if We are like that with children, very patient, very long-suffering, but when it comes to our spouse, very conditional. And so I invite you again to, again, tap into the Spirit of God that has to be within you to love on a level that is much higher than yourself. You have to love beyond what you feel like loving when you have sometimes every reason justifiably to say, I'm going to withhold my love, but to give love unconditionally. I think we're on number five. One of the other things that's really important is for you to have common ground. Common ground. Again, this is something that you will not find out fully until you're married, but you can do a lot of the prep work in your dating. What is your common ground with the person that you are with? What are the connections? What are the links? And for a lot of folks, this is why it's so important that you don't just immediately jump into a physical relationship. Because, again, when the music is playing and all of a sudden people, you know, feel like, oh, I'm just so in love and I just want to be with this person in every way. And next thing you know, you're in the bed with the person. The relationship has become totally physical. And to me, the way I like to kind of look at sex is, should be dessert after a well-prepared fine meal. So after you have had all of the substance of food, then we have dessert. But how many of us have had dessert first and then find out that there actually is no food? And so this is what happens when we bring the physical in too soon, before you have figured out what are our commonalities, where do we connect together, what is our common ground, and we had all this sweetness, we had all this dessert, but now I'm ready for something of substance. As much as you may like cake and ice cream, pie, whatever your favorite dessert may be, after a while, at a certain point, you're going to want a meal. And so it's important for you in your relationship, if you are committed, if you are married, find out what is the common ground, and hopefully you find that out before the relationship. I'm about halfway through my list and I'm coming up on another break. After the break, we're going to finish out the rest of the list. And what I may do is I'm going to have to maybe find a way to post this, because I know folks are going to want to look it over again. But so far we've kind of gone over needing that mutual trust, the ability to be vulnerable with one another. We talked about respecting who that person is. We talked about the ability to believe in one another. We talked about unconditional love. And this last one that I talked about, number five, is having the common ground. What connects the two of you beyond just the physical? And so when we come back from the break, I'll finish out this list. I hope that you are taking this in. I hope that you are taking notes. I hope that you're seeing yourself. I hope that you are not just looking critically and thinking about your relationships in terms of what you are not getting, but I would hope that you are courageous enough to look at your own life and say, what are the relationships that I'm in and what am I bringing? Not what am I getting, but what am I bringing? Who am I? Who am I bringing to the table? So again, I thank you for listening. Can't wait to finish this out. I know this is a great show. I know it's good information that so many of us need. And we'll finish it on out after the break.
Success starts here. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com. It's your world.
Are you ready for real change in your life? Deep down inside you is a magnificent being just looking to break free. Tune in to Manifesting Abundance with Deborah Loran and Jim Delvecchio. Most people need to make some minor adjustments in attitude and behavior to achieve alignment with their inner being. Jim and Deborah will help outline these changes and give you the steps you need to create some major improvements in your life. Listen for Manifesting Abundance Thursdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Time, 8 a.m. Pacific on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Do you ever feel stuck on a hamster wheel? Constantly running but getting nowhere? Ready to try something different? The secret is actually quite simple. When you fall in love with yourself, everything else falls into place, personally and professionally. Each week, you can find out how to choose your energy and change your life with your host, Deborah Jane Wells. It's time to get unstuck, reclaim your personal power, and recapture your zest for living. Tune in to Choose Your Energy, Change Your Life, Wednesdays at 10 a.m. Pacific Time, 1 p.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel.
Find out what makes the most successful people tick. Keep listening to the Voice America Empowerment Channel. VoiceAmericaEmpowerment.com.
You are tuned in to Live Your Life with Melissa Brown. To contact us on today's program, please call in to 1-888-346-9141. That's 1-888-346-9141. You may also send an email to mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. That's mbrown@lifepurposeinc.org. Now, back to our show.
Hello again, this is Melissa Brown, and we have just been having an exciting and great conversation, hopefully to help your relationships to become more healthy, for you as an individual to become more healthy, because again, relationships are made up of people, and we are people. So relationships are not somewhere out there, but you bring yourself to the relationship. And we were just going over some of the top 10 things that this is Melissa's list of things that I would say are key ingredients to a healthy relationship. Number six, because we got five more to do and I know our time is running out. And so the number six thing that I would say that you really need in a relationship is compassion, and compassion and not judgment. In a relationship, you are, once again, you are opening yourself up in the most vulnerable way. Ideally, your spouse, who you are with for the rest of your life, is going to know you in ways that no one else should know you. You share the most intimate parts of yourself with that person. And so it is critical for you in the relationship, and this goes both ways, that when that person shares things with you, that you are able to be compassionate, to be a compassionate lover and not be judgmental. Because again, no one wants to feel judged. We get that outside of our homes. We get that out just being in the world. But when I come into my intimate space, in my intimate circle, what I really want to know is, can I be myself and you still love me? Can you show compassion for me and not judge me? So another very key important thing. Along the same lines, number seven, I would say, is the ability to forgive mistakes. Okay? You want to have a healthy relationship? There is no way that you're going to have a healthy relationship and be unforgiving. You have to be able to connect to the people that you are with and to allow them to be human, to allow them to have flaws. A theologian that I really respect and admire so much, I heard her say once before that one of the hardest things for a person to say is, I'm sorry. It is so, so hard for a person to say, I'm sorry. But the second hardest thing for a person to say is, I forgive you. Almost equally, I would say that as much as it difficult as it is for people to admit that they may have made a mistake, it is equally as hard for the other person who has been offended to release them and say, I forgive you. But it is essential in our marriages. It is essential in just human relationships that you have the ability to forgive and release people from being flawed. number, the eighth thing, or I might be at number nine, is our ability to grow and grow together. Okay? Relationships, when we're talking about purpose, relationships are not just about us, but relationships, I believe, are divine connections. And so there is a reason that people come into your life. There is a reason that you have been joined with that person, and you really need to see beyond the good feeling and floating on a cloud, and to be able to say, why is my life joined with this man, with this woman, with this group of people? Why am I at this organization? And be able to grow together. The next thing, because I know we're almost to the end of our time, is you also have to be able to just be patient with flaws. Can you be patient with the flaws of the other person? Because again, sometimes we get so, I think, nitpicky, you know, and it falls along the lines a bit of forgiveness. But again, if we go back to our earlier conversation, I would almost guarantee you that many of the flaws or the things that you cannot stand the most in the people that you are connected with is also the thing that taps into your need the most, or the thing that you don't have within yourself, that empty space within us. And so a lot of times we rub each other, I guess, the wrong way. We rub each other the wrong way, and we feel like it's just that person. This person just gets on my nerves. But really, it's something within that person that they are doing and their characteristics and their behavior that's also rubbing against us and who we are. And so part of what it means for us to be connected to one another, number one, is to be in tune to yourself and to know that, why do certain things bother me about this person? Have you ever met a person that it's just the way they are? I don't know. I just don't know why I don't care for them or why I don't like them. It's just the way they are. I once again would invite you to go into a deeper space, to look deeper within yourself, to tap into what is it about that particular thing that irritates you so much, and what is the connection between whatever that is and our own space within our own hearts that may need to be healed. And so, again, I know we've said a mouthful. We only have probably about 3 or 4 minutes left of the show. And just to recap, we've been just talking about who we are in relationship and what we bring to the table. Because, again, we spend so much time looking outward, looking at who we are with and what they are doing, that how often do we turn the mirror on to ourselves? Once again, one of my favorite phrases that I love to say is, everywhere you go, there you are. So if you are moving around from person to person, and you feel like the solution is, I just need to get out of that marriage, I need to get out of this relationship, I just need to start over, I need to change jobs, I need a whole new set of friends. Once again, everywhere you go, somehow there you are. We continue to meet ourselves over and over and over again. And the way the Spirit of God works is that God will continue to give us the test until we get the lesson. And so it really behooves us to be able to slow ourselves down a bit, sit in the space that we are in. And if the relationship is not where we want it to be, if we look at the state of our own union, and things, it seems like they're not that great, start with yourself. Start with changing you. Because again, the only person that you can change is you. If you are in a dating stage, if you're just kind of out there and you're looking to connect to someone, be intentional. I cannot stress to you again, be intentional and purposeful about who you join your life to. Because it really can change the trajectory of your life. It is a life-changing decision if you haphazardly just kind of connect yourself to any random person just for the sake of relationship. Relationships are divine. Relationships can be beautiful. Relationships can be absolutely powerful when they are done the right way. And so again, I hope that you have today been able to see yourself. I hope that you've been able to just kind of evaluate where you are in your own relationship. And I really pray that you are able to grow, that you're able to kind of take your life to the next level, and take your relationship to the next level. Not because we are trying to change or impede upon other people, but because we have the courage to look at our own lives, to look at ourselves, and to see ourselves, and for us to make our own changes. And when you change, let me say it again, when you change, other things will change. People in your life will change. I really hope that you would live your life this week, live it to the fullest. I can't thank you enough for tuning in, and look forward to you joining me on next Monday, 11 o'clock Eastern Standard Time, 8 a.m. Pacific. Tell a friend, spread the word, help other people to live their life. God bless you.
Thank you for joining us today. Listen for Live Your Life with host Melissa Brown again next Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific Time, 11 a.m. Eastern Time on the Voice America Empowerment Channel. Make today the first day to start on what's next in your life.